Welcome to Elon Restoration Fellowship, where Jesus is King, HaMelech, Lord, Hashem, and Messiah, Mashiach. And now, Pastor Billy Elias.
So, let's talk about the king for a minute. Okay? Then Shemuel took a flask of oil, and he prepared and poured it on Shaul's head. He kissed him and said, "Adonai has anointed you to be prince over his inheritance." Now, again, we're seeing something. Samuel is what? He's a prophet. A prophet had to anoint the king. The prophet has to anoint the king. So what we find is Samuel, the prophet, anointing Saul to not only be king over Israel, but Le-Neged, which means the governor of God's inheritance. He was given a political title as well as a spiritual one, because the king of Israel was supposed to be a spiritual warrior as well as a spiritual governmental leader, the son of God and the king of Israel. So in the ancient scriptures, the scrolls, today's theologians, especially, the Jews had another term for the Messiah
back in 1946.
And it is called Melech Meshulam Traveler in Israel. King Messiah
picked up a stone
and threw it into a cave.
So at the time the Dead Sea Scrolls were getting
Second Temple era, when Jesus heard what sounded like pottery breaking,
there was a title for the Messiah called Melech
Meshulam. He was in the region of Qumran,
King Messiah.
And when he went in, that's one of the main reasons why
we call
the priests would get
the
infuriated
of the Dead Sea Scrolls
when they were calling him the coming king. Because
so
they
one of the things that we have to understand,
we're
going to talk about the Messiah dilemma, because it
Melech
is a dilemma.
Mashiach. If he's the king, then he's the Messiah.
In Judaism,
because
even
you can't
today.
Separate the two. Because at the time that the second
period began,
and they say,
he was crying out for what we would call the canon,
Elijah,
or the canon, on
how
to measure
the great prophet
what was scripture and what
because
wasn't.
The king, if you saw in the opening
we
about the Tanakh, you're son of God and
Torah.
You're the king of Israel.
Yeah.
He's crying out for
books,
his prophet,
the Maccabees,
because the king and the prophet have to do it together.
There were several other books and writings, Enoch,
were around,
and at the time,
so
these books were being taken
27:37, which is why again they went bananas,
because
they
wrote
on
the
first, the end of the first century,
that is
when the theologians, Jewish theologians, began to come together and say, no,
above
this doesn't meet the canon laid out in the Tanakh. It doesn't
stating the charge against
what Scripture says in the Torah.
This is Yeshua.
You see, about the time of Jesus, there were multiple belief structures. And what
this
the Messiah,
is Yeshua, king
look
of the Jews.
Should there be
they
one Messiah?
Refuse to listen.
Should there be two? Should there be three?
Herod.
When is he coming?
Once?
Annas.
Or is he coming
Caiaphas?
Twice?
He refused to listen to the Sanhedrin.
The first time he comes,
who is he?
He's like, yeah, well,
the second
what is
time
written?
He comes,
he says,
who
to
is
him,
he?
What is
who
written?
Does he represent?
Is written.
You see, because the Davidic kingdom,
and he was like, you need to take
that destroyed.
Down. Do you know what
Babylon?
You're saying?
And I don't. I have it in here. I don't
he
remember
is
the date.
Melech.
When that
Mashiach
happened, and Jerusalem fell, and they destroyed the first temple,
continued
the Davidic
to say,
reign
can't end
be. We're talking about
why?
19 kings over 400 years.
Is
the belief
that
in
day.
Two different
they were
splinters.
Which is why
Israel had
John
no king.
The Baptist beheaded.
Because when Babylon fell,
because
someone
if John
else came
the Baptist
in, someone else
prepared the way
as
the
last
to
the
second
temple to
knock
a last
Roman
Empire
Testament prophet,
as we even
everything
know
was politically appointed.
That meant the one coming after him,
they were allowed to study
would be the next
the Tanakh. Messiah.
But there were sects
that's
of people.
Why some said when they asked that
Jesus,
away,
who you say? Some say you're John
from
the
Judaism
Baptist.
At that point.
Understand why?
Because
theology
the
within Jerusalem
has to
come
before
the king formed their own
the prophet is the one that anoints the king.
And the Qumran, the writers of the Dead Sea
so
Scrolls,
that was the confusion.
One of these.
And this is
they
what lay,
well, this was the
colony,
would say,
of men,
the theological reasoning at the time,
women,
is that
they
are
going to live a
Nazarene
life,
messiahs.
And they devoted themselves.
Each one will above enter all, in, to the study will of usher Torah. In the latter days.
And they will use different the end times,
scrolls and different books right. So, and different letters.
With
and
then when we examine them,
we find the conundrum that perplexed to come to the determination of period the
conclusions
Jew about the coming
of when.
And again, we've talked about all, there's we're going to go over all these different names
began,
so you could get a full understanding of why. And the biggest question might be, ask me, like I
for
said,
the one Messiah, the two Messiah, the three
Jews getting saved.
So
now
you can
start to understand
that
why
the mindset in Jerusalem is there
when Jesus comes
said something
very
completely
different,
and it departed
because learned
from the
men.
Because
during that,
we're not sure on what was that period
and what's called the post-elixic
and what was it? In other words, during that
what
time,
God breathed,
and what
the
was
closing
it?
Of God Second breathed. Chronicles,
and
but the beginning of, I guess you would say, the book of Matthew,
who wrote this,
all these other books were written.
Were a sect called,
all these other scrolls,
the
Maccabees and Enoch,
and
a few, I can't remember all of them.
They're most famous,
but all of these books were written.
Is
and they were all said
Josephus.
To say the same thing.
Not
these could
Josephus.
Be scripture as
okay.
well.
He
but
was
there was nobody to take the word in the canon and say,
was
no. Later. That didn't happen until
so after the first century.
When his book went into the book Antiquities.
So this is the confusion
through this whole entire
which makes it even more of a miracle
civilization.
That the disciples, that's not
the
those right
who
word,
believed him,
this entire
actually
culture
believed him.
That has been adopted apart.
Because the theology at the time
was warped.
And the scholars
it
have
was
realized
all
that a lot
like
of the Dead
today.
Sea Scrolls
theology on
were being
tongues,
written
theology
at
on
the
time
times,
when the New Testament was being
post-trib, written. Pre-trib, mid-trib.
The letters
can't
of the disciples.
Keep track of it all anymore.
The
every time
it's
around, there's a
the
new
messianic
theology.
Communities in the synagogues.
It was
so
the Old Testament, which bothers me, is now being referred to as the
mindset
or when Jesus
ancient
came,
writers
was fractured.
And it has not recovered
ancient
to this
writers?
Day.
When it should have said the books of
which
Moses.
Which is why
multiple
messiahs
have arisen instead of
the
writing the books of Moses,
years.
Which is what the scripture said. He said
they all
the ancient writers
to be the Messiah.
And they'll die and they wait 3 days and they're not resurrected.
And that's why we're in the state that we're
they,
in. Because
literally,
we're fractured, because there's
in
no
the Jewish
canon.
Community have multiple
so
men that have claimed
that we talk about
to be the
we
Messiah.
Talk about the prophet, right?
1 Kings 19:16.
But the thing is, one of the things that we're going
to
look
at
as we talk about the Messiah dilemma,
also,
this is multiple titles.
At the time,
when
he
says to anoint
Jehu,
because this
the
is
son
where
of
a lot of the confusion comes
over
in.
Israel.
But
and
one thing is clear
Elisha,
from Scripture,
the son of Shaphat.
And when Jesus returns,
and
we know he
came
Kola,
first time,
to be a prophet
he comes
after
as
you.
The prophet,
the king,
this Scripture,
in the Dead Sea Scrolls,
those are three very important things.
Became
as
the forefront.
Now
we
for
know that throughout
their
the Tanakh,
argument
right?
for the coming of Messiah
two
with prophetic
different
killing
attributes was expected.
One had to be a prophet,
okay.
And with the interpretation
of the Dead Sea
Scrolls, the community at Qumran,
there was also
documentation that were gathered, not written by.
And again, they were extremely
the Qumran.
That said that there's actually only one Messiah,
where
and
he's only come
the Torah,
once.
Not the Book of Esther.
Do you understand how
they considered the Book of Esther not to be
okay.
canonical?
Now, here's
but
the thing.
They considered Maccabees.
They interpret this verse, like
you
I said,
what
to,
I mean by canonical.
Expect the coming of two Messiahs in two
all
separate
the different
ages.
Things
in order
they consider
the anointing of Jehu as king
God.
As Elijah as
right?
his prophet
it says
to be all
the
scripture
that will follow at
is
the end
God breathed. And of course, useful.
The doctrine's
for,
not that
I just
off.
Like the whole thing just went out of my head
because
we
have
two.
Sorry.
We do have
but
two comings.
You understand?
One Messiah comes
what
the first
means.
Time.
Thank you.
To begin,
okay,
yeah, and in that
high
scripture,
High Timothy, I think.
Hayamim, sorry. And then the second to bring in what?
Okay,
that
the end age.
In that scripture. It's telling.
So they had the pattern.
The
right.
church here is what scripture
Messiah
should
be.
And when we go over this, you're going to start seeing.
Okay.
And that was
Messiah
the biggest issue, which is why Jesus so went to the to the Mount of Olives or the Mount. Again, what we have
the
to understand is, and,
oh my goodness, I am really
this term
my memorization,
which
here.
Again. The thing with Christian theology is we think that during the times of Jesus,
straighten
writers
out
coined
the
all these phrases. We see that with James. And when so we take them to mean the book of Yaakov, that, right?
He was the great high rabbi
rocking around Jerusalem for thousands of years.
The first before Messianic Sanhedrin.
Understand that a second
see that
coming
to
the
usher
in
the
we
end
are going
age,
to straighten
the end days,
had been foretold about in Torah.
Because
so
it was
understood and expected it. It wasn't that it surprised them. The idea of a Messiah that would die for our sins and come back, and then come back
in the
again,
absence of
is
the established canon,
as the Torah
when
was written.
Dead Sea Scrolls were being written.
It was the figuring out in the interpretation.
It makes it difficult to reconstruct
of what went wrong. And understanding that when Israel sinned,
scripture,
and God sent him into exile, what did they lose?
Okay.
They lost the Torah. They
so
lost
let's
the
talk
scroll.
About Mashiach.
So then they had to start all over again. So he sends them back to rebuild the temple.
What,
the
what
happens? They find what? The Torah and the scrolls. And they read it.
When
and what happens? They go into sin
everybody
again.
Likes to use
and then Babylon
Mashiach,
comes in
right?
and they
without
wipe out the entire temple. And everything
its
is destroyed.
Fullest definition.
So,
and what it means.
One of the greatest finds
to the Hebraic
that
community
that came out of the,
when they would
the
call
Dead Sea
someone
HaMashiach
was understand this
100
HaMashiach
of the Tanakh
Messiah,
which
is
outdated the last
that
copy
not
we
had
just
by
used
a thousand years
for what we.
So,
think
in other words, in 1946, the
because
oldest
when
copy
we look at
the
word
Tanakh
for
we
had,
anything,
we
would
find
then
the
became
word
like a
Mashiach.
Child.
Compared to the hundred copies that they found in the caves,
Mashiach,
that predated
Yeshua,
them
Mashiach,
by a thousand
anointed
years.
Yeshua to be saved by God.
And you want to know
the
beauty of
them?
They were all
Mashiach,
exactly
the anointed one,
the same.
We also find in the Torah,
they were written
that
weapons
were Mashiach.
There was barely
in
any changes.
25.
Cakes.
Imagine that.
Were Mashiach.
A thousand years.
And
they
Exodus
found 100
too.
Of them.
Altars. A thousand years
in the tabernacle
earlier than the one that they had
anointed,
and said this is the oldest one we have.
Mashiach.
And when they compare
okay.
them,
oh my,
they're so pretty much identical.
By different authors?
Of course, by different scribes.
But that's how it worked.
Okay. So when we come to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, the author of Hebrews starts things off by saying, in days gone by, God speaks. God spoke in many and varied ways to the fathers through the prophets. But now, in the Acharet Hayamim, he has spoken to us through his Son, to whom he has given ownership of everything and through whom he created the universe. It is important to understand this, if you interpreted it into English, is when he says, but now in the last days. But we have to understand the end of days or the last days does not mean the end of the world, but the closing of one age,
right.
One messianic era,
right.
And the beginning of the next. We are in the middle of the first messianic era. We're coming to the end. But when Jesus the Messiah comes back down in Revelation 19, verse 11, he begins the second messianic age. That will go for what? A millennium.
Right.
I don't think it's by any way coincidental that the 100 scrolls were 1,000 years older than the one that they had in their possession to say that was the oldest one at the time. The Tanakh was the only canonical writing that every Jew could agree on and say, this is the Tanakh. This is our covenant. Anything else couldn't be agreed on by all
anybody.
These different sects.
Oh, wow.
So this is where the dilemma comes in. Then you add they're under the influence of the Roman Empire and the Roman gods.
Mm.
And then you add in Jewish zealots that are constantly attacking. And they want to go and they want to worship in the temple the way they're supposed to. And it's just a chaotic frenzy when Jesus comes walking in to the wedding of Cana. So I'm going to end with this. 2 Samuel 7:15 and 16. Saul is out. David is being anointed. Nevertheless, my grace will not leave him. This is Samuel anointing David. As I took it away from Shaul, whom I removed from before you, thus your house and your kingdom will be made secure forever before you. Your throne will be set up forever.
Your throne is set up forever.
Up until the Davidic kingdom came to an end, the Jews believed that there would never be a that the Davidic kingdom would live forever.
Oh, really?
There was not necessarily the understanding of what we would call the apocalypse. They understood something, but they didn't get it. But when the Davidic bloodline was broken, completely shattered, and there was no longer a king, now they were forced to redo their theology because they realized, okay, now we understand why we need a Messiah. Because we don't have a king. So, again, it's important to understand that when that Second Temple era began, right? You have to take into account 1 Kings 19:16, where we talked about the Jehu and Elisha. And then what they did is they went back to Deuteronomy 18:50. And where it says, Moses is speaking to the people before his death. Adonai will raise up for you a prophet like me from among yourselves, from your own kinsmen. You are to pay attention to him. Two messiahs. They believed. One's a prophet. One's a king. Jesus can't fit both roles. You see? Because they said, well, who do you think I am? You're a great prophet. Son of God, you are a prophet. He prophesied to all of them.
Yeah, he did.
Because he was the great prophet.
Mm-hmm.
You're a king? You can't be both prophet
and king.
Mm-hmm. That violates the Torah and that violates what the Tanakh says.
Pastor Billy will continue his message in just a moment. If you would like more information about sermon series, books, and other study materials, you can call us at 732-314-1956. Or you can email us at elanrestoration@gmail.com. You can visit us on Facebook for Shabbat and service times. And now we conclude today's message with Pastor Billy.
The books of the prophets, Samuel and Kings and Chronicles that heralded the rise and fall of the Davidic kingdom says there has to be one prophet and one king. And you can't be both.
But he was.
So that's why they fought him on the kingship. Because they didn't want him to be the Messiah, number one. And number two, he didn't fit their model. So you see, the Jews today are still waiting for the prophet. So what we have here, and I'm going to end with this, is the Jews at the time and today still believe two different incarnate messiahs.
Wow.
Two. Well, we have two comings, but one Messiah.
One Messiah.
So, Father, we just give you glory and we give you praise and we lift this to you. In the precious name of Jesus, the glorious Messiah, we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Billy Elias. Pastor Billy is the founder and pastor of Elan Restoration Fellowship in Toms River, New Jersey. Join us again as Pastor Billy bridges the gap between the old and new covenants. And as always, may the Lord bless you with peace. You've been listening to Pastor Billy Elias. Pastor Billy is the founder and pastor of Elan Restoration Fellowship in Toms River, New Jersey. Join us again as Pastor Billy bridges the gap between the old and new covenants. And as always, may the Lord bless you with peace.